in this session, I suggested to practice shikantaza. For beginner, you know, it doesn't make much difference. I'm sorry to say so, but shikantaza or counting breathing, it doesn't make much sense. But anyway, you know, to have strong determination to sit, you know, for 6 days is enough. You know, if you have that much conviction in your practice, I think that is pretty good. So, anyway, those who just started practice don't give up and stay 6 days. And it is also good to practice counting breathing, you know. Whether you are counting, you know, like you count something, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. That is also good. But I want to give you some fundamental understanding of teaching of Buddhism. Our Zazen practice is based on can you hear me? Based on the teaching of sunyata or emptiness. If you do not have thorough understanding of emptiness, even emptiness intellectually, I don't think you can practice our way in its true sense. Last time, before session, last Sunday, I explained about the background of our practice to have strong belief in a relationship between each one of us to various things. I said if you do not have this kind of understanding, your practice, even it is, you know, very good, maybe some casual, accidental good practice. You know. when your practice is, you know, understood by you completely, and when you appreciate your good practice, you know, oh, this is, you know, shikantaza. If you understand in this way, that practice is means, you know, something. But even though you have, you know, your experience, good experience, if that is something just happened to you by accident, that is not true practice. That's why we, why we have gratitude in our practice is because we feel, this is my, this is Buddha's practice, and this has been the practice of our teachers' practice, and I could have same experience, If you feel in that way, the meaning of the attainment is quite different. You may say, whatever we do, if we have Buddha nature, if we have Buddha nature, all what we do is expression, should be expression of our Buddha nature. But when you say so, your understanding of Buddha nature, your understanding of your experience is not the understanding which Buddha had. So, I think I must explain about this point more. And explaining why our practice, background of our practice should be the teaching of emptiness. Before Mahayana Buddhism arrives, of course, as a Buddhist, no one supposed, no one is supposed to have idea of self, because Buddha's teaching was the teaching of selflessness. So no one could say, anything about teaching of based on idea of being or self. But before Mahayana practice arrives or understood, their practice tend to be the practice of annihilation or practice of attainment. In other words, by annihilating our desires, evil desires, and we attain some stage. That is more Theravada like practice and understanding. But although they did not believe in self, small self, but actually their practice involved in the practice based on the idea of self. Why it is so is, as long as recognize if good or evil desires, like something which exists actually, within yourself. That means, you recognize self with small self within yourself because you have you have small self instead of big self, You acknowledge good nature or bad nature, or good desire or bad desire. To say good or bad is already small self, So even though they do not say selflessness, and they do not say, they say selflessness, actually, they are accepting small self. And their practice was based on small self. So the more you attain some stage, annihilating, not annihilating, but overcoming evil desires, and attain some higher stage, your small self will become bigger. That kind of practice is not, accord with Buddha's practice of Buddha's practice, which is based on the idea of non-self. Why we, small self arise is because you, understand things as if things exist. Why you are disturbed by the sound from outside, And that is because you recognize motaka outside. There is motaka. And some, some hot driver is making that kind of sound. So why you are disturbed by the sound is because you have some substantial idea about things, objective thing, being, which is not actually exist. This is the difference, between so-called Hinayana Buddhism and Mahayana Buddhism. The Mahayana Buddhists do not accept the idea of being. Being is at the same time non-being. It is being, in the smallest particle of time, it is being. But it, as it doesn't exist in that way always, so it is non-being. So common people is not always common people, because he may be a Buddha. Buddha is not always Buddha. Even Buddha, he is a human being. We understand things in that way. when we understand things in that way, that understanding it can be understanding of non-being and non-self, no self. So how we practice zazen without being disturbed by anything is to know things in its to understand things even actually both way, being and non-being, because you know sound is actually you hear, so that is being, but at the same time it is non-being, so there's no reason why we should be disturbed by it. If you are practice ready to hear sound as being and non-being, you will not be disturbed by it. If you are disturbed by it, you know, you should know your practice is not, you know, good enough. But there is no reason why you should, you know, reject the sound you hear or the confusion you have in your practice. So you can accept your confused practice, disturbing by outward objects. That is, you know, real practice. Now, when you have that kind of understanding, which is understood by our ancestors and patrons and our teachers, if you have this kind of experience of detachment, you will, you know, say, "Oh, this is it. You know, this is Buddha's practice. This is Buddhist practice." like a fish, you know, in aquarium, Golden Gate Park, there's big fish, and they looks very clever. If they eat something wrong, so why that fish, you know? Fish, when they do something wrong, you know, they, you know, you know, swim the other direction. You know? As long as they are doing something good, they go on and on and on. And just before he hit his head against window, Thank God. That is, I think, enlightenment. And they are always, you know, happy, you know, to have that kind of way or practice. So, you know, if our zazen could be like their practice, that is, I think, good practice. But I think our practice is very, you know, casual and frivolous. Sometimes good, sometimes it is not so good. And when it is not so good, we will be very much discouraged. So there's no constancy, or there's no relationship between today's practice and tomorrow's practice. And their practice, Fish's practice, there's always, you know, continuity. They are doing exactly what they should do, and they enjoy very much to, you know, to avoid problem. In avoiding problem, maybe they are doing intuitively. In avoiding problem, there looks like some joy, and continuing some their own way, they also have joy. That is, you know, the difference between so-called it, freedom and freedom in its true sense. Well, Buddha nature in its true sense, and Buddha nature in some hasty understanding of Buddha nature. We say whatever we do, that is expression of Buddha nature. It is so, but there must be, you know, a oneness of various practice. Good and bad is one. Successful or unsuccessful practice should be one. Figuring out why today's practice was not so good, you can try, you know, to have good practice. Then there is practice in its true sense. So how you make this kind of effort is to have right understanding of practice and checking up your practice and to continue good practice. Without knowing, you know, what is right practice and what is not, it is difficult to make your effort. when you understand, when you have some understanding of practice, you can make effort in its true sense, in your practice. I think this point is very important. Then, you know, whether your posture is perfect or imperfect, there is some feeling, you know, in your posture. When your practice is continuous practice of Buddha, then there is some power or feeling in your practice. If you don't have it, you know, even though your posture is right, you know, your practice is dead. There's no feeling in it. It is just like a beautiful artificial flower. Even though flower is not so beautiful, if it is natural flower, you have some. You will have some encouragement from when you see the flower. So before you understand what is non-self or selflessness, it is necessary to understand maybe teaching of non-being. Nothing exists, although it exists. But on the other hand, it is not permanent. It is tentative being, including ourselves. We say self. If we, when we say self, it is already self projected outside of yourself. It is objective self, not true self. So that kind of objective being is not constant, not substantial. It is projected a figure of something. Or you may say it is just tentative form and color of something great. Right? Or you may say it is like a wave in the ocean. The wave doesn't exist. It exists, but you know, actually, if someone asks you what is wave, it is difficult to answer. So you will give up to seek for what is true self. You know, true self is always on your side. It cannot be object of anything. It is always subject. It is always independent. And it is universal. To every phenomenal being. So, to seek for self, you know, selflessness, what is selflessness, is vain effort. It is much better not to do it. When you start to seek for what is selflessness, it means that you are seeking for, you know, small self. And that is big mistake. So in your practice, you know, that is why we say, don't be involved in gaining idea. No, there is, when you try to annihilate small self, you know, it means that you recognize small self. So in your practice, you know, that is why we say, don't be involved in gaining idea. No, there is, when you try to annihilate small self, you know, it means that you recognize small self, which is outside of yourself. And trying to, you know, make it your own. That is vain effort. That is why we say, you know, don't try to attain enlightenment.